Hello, my name is Carolyn Forrest, and I currently serve as Associate Secretary and Director for the Office of Human Relations at the North American Division. Like you, as a church leader, I wear multiple hats. It's my privilege to assist you in addressing various human relation needs, like diversity, equity, and inclusion, women in ministry, and some employee and volunteer misconduct concerns, and with the placement of missionaries across our division territory and throughout the world. From the Office of Human Relations, this past March at our annual Human Relations Advisory, we continue to build on valuing our differences through diversity, equity, and inclusion. We took a look back at the beginnings of the Office of Human Relations. We looked at the voted 16 points that address the continued need for racial equality within the Seventh-day Adventist Church in North America. Social change and its challenges, and there are many. And most importantly, ongoing revival. For it is on our knees that we will move forward. An important change from this advisory is a recommended new North American Division working policy that addresses employees joining a new denominational employer. And that is a new employee, a transfer employee, or a rehire, and the need for vetting, doing employment background checks, and referencing of some type. Please continue the conversations and the work of building one new humanity in Christ our Savior. From the Women in Pastoral Ministry Program, thank you for your continued support of hiring female pastors, along with the ongoing education of congregations about God's call to both men and women. In 2021, we approved two female pastors for ministry through the Women in Ministry Scholarship Program. And thus far in 2022, we have approved three, with five more currently in the process. Amen. And finally, we have been given the responsibility of fulfilling Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, in the North American Division territory and around the world. This year, we have assigned and placed three missionaries and their families in the Guam Micronesian Mission Territory, and we hope to place even more. I invite you to join us in prayer and in work to continue sharing the gospel with the people of the Pacific Islands of Guam Micronesia. Thank you for your time and your attention.